Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the June 8th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show is Dana Kaler, Anthony Nunes, and Eric Lucchini with Colas. Dana is the founder of Colas University Training Program, in which she develops the hybrid coursework content and training workshops to enable employees and managers to become confident and successful performers. Eric leads strategic marketing vision for Colas brand. He began his multi-decade career in communication in the media industry, most notably as regional advertising manager for the Sacramento Bee for 20 years. One highlight of his career was graduating from the inaugural Maynard Media Academy, which is a leadership program hosted by Harvard University. Anthony is the VP of Corporate Development for Colas. He transferred his 20 years of commercial real estate experience into the cannabis industry, forming the 420 Consulting Group in 2015, which exclusively focused on the California cannabis sector. Over the past 7 years, he's assisted with nearly 100 cannabis-related projects. Thank you all for joining us today, and welcome to The Hemp Show, everybody.
Hello, guys. How are you?
There we go. Well, there's everybody.
Good morning from California.
Excellent. Well, I'm in California as well. I'm a SoCal guy. Where are y'all at right now?
We're up NorCal, Sacramento, the heart of the world.
Okay, very cool. Well, clearly, you have a powerhouse team here. I'd love to go ahead and just start from the top as far as what is Colas? And I guess one of the questions I had there is, I know what a cola is on with cannabis, right? So the plant. So I'm assuming it's a play on that. However, it's all capitalized. So is it also an acronym?
Eric? No, it's no acronym. Actually, Colas, you're correct, Mark. It is the top of the plant. Colas' entire vision is built on elevating your life. So everybody should want to elevate to the top of the plant, the queen cluster, that's at the top of the cannabis and hemp plants, period. So anything related to a Colas product, a Colas culture is really about elevating your life no matter what you're doing, no matter what your walk of life, no matter what you're taking into your body, just always rise up to the top.
I love it. And I've worked with, it's definitely been, as far as being elevated, there's also kind of the play on being elevated euphorically, right? Whether it's a little bit of a mental psychoactive effect from when you're ingesting or smoking a product. So let's talk about where Colas got started and ultimately how, you know, each one of you kind of entered the space and how you guys find yourself here working together. So whoever'd like to take it away first.
Yeah. I guess that's going to be me.
Everybody just keeps looking at you. They're like, just let it out.
He likes to talk a lot.
The communications guy, you know how that goes.
Right.
So Colas' backstory really goes back to about 2008. A couple of guys started a minor cultivation, moved into retail, which back at that point was strictly medicinal in California. There was no recreational use for cannabis until 2014 in Colorado and Washington. But California was the heart of medicinal cannabis. So the two owners really got into it back then. Along the way from cultivation, they also moved into manufacturing. The medicinal properties of cannabis and THC and combined with CBD also led them into the hemp category. So CBD has always been a big way of life with the company. The years went by and became a vertically integrated company, seed to sale, and then horizontally diversified where, you know, as a market dictates, as the basic country becomes more and more open to different medicinal uses for cannabis and hemp, how do we change our product lines? That's the horizontal diversification happening there. So the company grew to roughly about 300 employees now.
Oh, wow.
The heart of really the farm to fork capital of the world, as we call Sacramento, so much agriculture comes here. So much of agricultural science comes here, basically because we're close proximity to the Napa Valley. So UC Davis has done a lot of testing on grape vines over the year and how to, you know, alter the grape strains, varietals in wine. Cannabis, hemp right behind that. All this glorious sunshine. So we have California grown hemp out here, California grown cannabis really up north quite a bit. So we've taken that in stride, elevating the industry and kind of being pioneers. And how do you take this amazing plant and sister correlation of the plants, take it to market in a whole new way?
Excellent. Excellent. So Eric, you're talking my language when you start mentioning all that. I got my degree from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in agricultural business and actually with a minor in viticulture, and UC Davis was our rivals. So, you know,
can't of course, as it should be,
can't stand them, but I'm very familiar with the wine industry as a whole and, you know, what they've been doing there, how the plant's grown. So it kind of helped springboard me into the cannabis space. One of the things I always mention is when just correlating, sorry, I'm going on a tangent here, but when you're kind of comparing wine with, say, cannabis, hemp flower, marijuana flower, whatever you want to call it, but the cannabis plant and the flower and the colas, when it comes to wine, you know, people are like, hey, this has a hint of plum, you know, a slight peppery feeling. The terroir and the tannins are amazing.
Exactly.
Just like the variations that you can get from the flavor and the smell of a cola and the effects that you get from that vary drastically more, in my opinion, than they do in the wine space.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it comes to, it's called obviously a sommelier, and then you have in the cannabis space, they're calling them interpreters and
terpenes. Other,
yeah, the terpenes, things like that. I feel like they're going to have a lot harder battle ahead of them because there's so many more variations in the space. But sorry for that tangent.
You're right on board. It's that complexity, and that plays into the public. So here now, more and more states are legalizing cannabis. Hemp products are legalized across the country as of 2018. But there was a recent research poll done about a month ago in Research Science, and it stated that 62%, which we think the number is a lot higher, 62%. Don't know what CBD is, what it can do for them, the difference between THC-derived CBD versus hemp-derived CBD. So it's a problem, it's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity because this complex plant can do so much, and we haven't really tapped in to the basics of it. We're still in the infancy of what's going to happen in this industry.
Right, and even what's being taught to the people who do know what CBD is isn't necessarily correct all the time, but I have to field that question on at least three or four times a week, just because in the people that I know and where I go, people kind of know that I'm in the space, and someone will ask me like, what's the difference? What's a cannabinoid? You know, and I'll have to explain the whole process to them. But let's talk about, so Dana, moving on to you here. How did you link up with Colas? And then
Let's
talk about the university training program, because it sounds to me like you are the one setting everybody up for success with the business.
I'm your walking cannabis encyclopedia.
Yes, and teaching them about cannabinoids and
yep, cannabinoids, terpenes, products. So I started in the distribution space when I got into the cannabis industry, and I was in charge of sales. And so as I was going to hundreds of dispensaries up and down the state of California, I noticed in all of the dispensaries that the bud tenders were not providing accurate information. And we have to remember that this started and it still is medicine to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it got me really passionate to say, we really need formal training and education in this space that just hasn't existed. So I approached the owners with my idea and I had this vision to create basically a school for formal learning and education. And thus we have Colas University. So I do a 3-day hybrid interactive workshop. It's called Cannabis Fundamentals. We go over the history and science between cannabis. We talk about the endocannabinoid system. We go into the receptors, CB1, CB2 receptors, how cannabis reacts and interacts within our bodies, and touch points all some of our certain medicinal ailments you might have, like gastrointestinal issues or diabetes or stimulating bone growth. There's so many different cannabinoids that help with that. Then I go into terpenes because, as most of everybody knows, terpenes are your flavor and aroma profile of the plant. Honestly, without the terpenes, you're not going to feel a certain way. I always say the terpenes are the steering wheel on the car. Mm-hmm. So the terpenes drive you to the feels you want to feel. It's not an indica sativa hybrid. Those are labels. Those don't mean a thing. It's really about what's in it, right? What's in the trichomes, what's in the cola, what's in the plant that's going to provide how you feel and potential medicinal benefits of the plant.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Dana, that was going to be my next comment, was going to be specifically, what about indica and sativa? So that's one of those, number one, I have to correct people all the time.
Does not exist.
Yes. It's very, very true. It does not exist. So that was going to just be a comment I had, because I still hear that to this day. Every day.
Everybody knows, right? That's what everybody grew up to say. I want indica, I want sativa, I want hybrid. But they don't understand that those are just physical characteristics of the cannabis plant. It doesn't actually tell you how it's going to make you feel, and it doesn't tell you what it could potentially help with. It's right. The specific cannabinoid and terpene profile that tells you the whole story.
Yeah, and we're still learning what that whole story is.
You know, 100%.
We're learning constantly. So Anthony, moving on to you, started a consulting group in 2015 in the cannabis space. So you're very well versed in the cannabis space and then moved into the hemp space. You know, what's that experience been like? And even 2015, I mean, that was still the Wild West when it comes to the cannabis space in California.
Yeah. So my background originally has been in alternative health, alternative personally. So I've been my whole life in that space of helping, healing, and being involved in that. My business side has been in the corporate aspect, helping corporations get started, structure, organized. 2015, bringing that experience into the cannabis space, which is pretty much the Wild West, where regulations were vague and those things. So the last 6-7 years have been helping companies organize, get them structured, all that side of it. And then was able to connect with COLA several years ago and really excited there because our organization is so large. We have so much going on, being able to do our own growing, our own R&D, to have our own marketing, our own training, education. To me, it's really exciting to be part of that. And for me personally, my passion is to really get out and educate. I'm not the expert. I don't know everything out there, but having a team and resources such like the university, really my intention is to get that education out there across the country. I'd like everybody to have resources to learn about products and how it works. And so developing our product line has been along that aspect of what do people really need? What's out there? What do people relate to? Because if you really get deep into the cannabis plant and the endocannabinoid system, you get into there, it's really deeper than most people know and really want to understand. So I'm looking at connecting the education that people want and know with what they're ready for and what's relevant right now. So we've created a product line for that to help all different aspects of body, internal, sleep, anxiety, whatever is out there. I think really education comes as a key initial point. Products are secondary to that side of it. So I'm excited to be part of the COLA's team and on board and being around the experts that we have.
Very cool. Well, one thing I find extremely interesting here and what I think is kind of a game changer is that you have a specific training program. Not a lot of companies or teams that I talk to have that or have that developed and have, you know, one person who knows what they're doing leading that. So that's definitely be very different because so many business I talk to talk so much about education, and they do it, right? They inform, they do articles, they do blog posts, but they don't necessarily create entire training programs.
One of the things I'm very excited about with our program is when we go out to retailers, we don't walk in and say, here's our product we'd like to put on the shelf. We walk in and say, okay, what are your customers asking about? What's their questions? What do they need? What does your staff know? Can we help train you? So we've developed a training program. We have small video clips of different aspects of the industry, different products, different aspects of the endocannabinoid system, cannabinoids, what they are, how they work, how it interacts with the body, different aspects of, again, not healing, but supporting the body in different ways. So we have video training for that. We have a video library that we send out to retailers to help learn and educate them. We have a call center that comes in that we can answer customer service calls at any time, educational platform. So really educating the consumer is what we want to do through the retailer. So stores and locations that carry our products, we really want to educate them, make sure that they know what's going on so that the consumer can be educated when they come in and look at products.
I'm definitely going to take advantage of that because I'd love to just take that program because no matter what
I take my class, Mark.
Well, no, 100%.
I'm going to tell you, you learn a lot, even if you know a lot. I've had so many students like, exactly what are you going to teach me? I'm like, I'll teach you. Don't worry.
Here's one thing I can guarantee you. I do know quite a bit. However, I can guarantee you there's something that I think I know that is wrong.
Right.
That's what I can guarantee you. I know that to be true about almost everything, right?
And I would say 98% of my classes, same thing, where they're like, I thought I knew this, but it was... Because think about the internet. The internet's scary to find research, right? There's so much information out there that's just false information.
I mean, talking
about hemp, you know, there's a difference between hemp seed oil and hemp that's derived from the plant. And there's a lot of stuff on the market today, because I did my research, that it's kind of misleading. It'll say cannabis sativa on the front of the box. Then you turn it around, the ingredient says hemp seed oil. That's a contradiction.
Right. 100%. And something like hemp seed oil that is used for the most part to skirt a lot of the online rules. So when you're trying to sell on certain platforms, people say hemp seed oil, it's when it's not. And then it's just, it's just a wishwash of misinformation.
So it's really confusing the market out there.
Right. Right. So we've gone over our time. However, we're going to go a few minutes longer on this one. Cause one thing we didn't dive too deep into is the products. I'd love to know more about the products that Kohl's offers. So if you guys want to dive into that, we've only got a few minutes left here. Sure. Sorry, I've been monopolizing the time.
Sure. Real quick, what we can do is show you that we have a product line of flower line, tinctures, balms, and lotions. And essentially, we have four feels that we're looking for, which is calm, create, cure, and connect. So we have four product lines. Those product lines span between tinctures, flowers, pre-rolls, we have gummies coming out, vape pens, across those different aspects, and those feelings that we're approaching. So we have many products that are available now, products that we're developing going forward. We have new SKUs coming out almost every month. So we'll have those available and we can reach out anytime again. I know we're over time, but I can keep talking. But
what makes us different too, just to point out on some of these, like the Calm tincture actually has CBG in it. So that's really important to talk about because that cannabigerol is a cannabinoid that actually helps with gastrointestinal issues and Crohn's disease and intraocular pressure. So not only are we, you know, having a product, but we're actually educating the consumer base, say, oh, you have stomach issues. I have a product that can help with that. So that's where the education really comes into play with these products to really make sure we're customizing and fitting you with the right product based upon your ailment or what you need.
So again, the products will have a CBD base, but have CBN, CBG, CBD variation depending on the product. So our formulation specifically for that aspect that's needed. And we again, customize and formulate all of our own products in-house.
And besides just the cannabinoids, do you also adjust the formulations of the terpenoids for the
experience? So for like the Calm's going to have myrcene in it. It's going to have the different sedative terpenes. The more uplifting limonene, pinene is going to be in a more of our uplifting tinctures or different products as well.
Well, I am excited to not only try the product sometime soon, but also to learn more when I take Dana's class here. Because I'm guaranteeing you at some point that in the near future that I am going to take the class because I want to learn. I'm always interested in learning.
And you know what? I will try to get down to SoCal at some point and help all the SoCals out there too.
Well, I think I'll probably be up to NorCal. Actually, I'm in SAC all the time.
Perfect. My friend, come visit. We'll give you a tour.
Yeah, my wife is from Lodi and Woodbridge area.
Oh, okay.
Wow, perfect.
I mean, I was literally up there 2 weeks ago. And had I known that y'all were going to be on the show today, I would have head out to the facility to go check things out. But
well, come visit us when you're in town again.
We could do a live stream.
Well,
we have a podcast room. We actually can podcast as well.
I don't know if we've talked about it. And like I said, I've actually released a few pieces of information on this show, which is only available for people that are currently watching, because this won't broadcast for about another month or so. Yeah. But we are doing complete live stream video walkthrough interviews coming up here in the near future. So I'll head up there, and that'd be a great place to start.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Mark, yep. Enjoyed having a conversation with you.
Yep, yep. So if you're interested in connecting with Dana, Eric, and Anthony, and Colas, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Colas store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Excellent. And I will see you soon up north.
All right. Sounds good.
Mark.
Bye.
Bye.